With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, the Trump administration announced proposed new regulations that would eliminate federal Clean Water Act protections for 51% of wetlands in the U.S. and at least 18% of streams. Republicans at an EPA press conference portrayed the rollback as a relief for family farmers. Farmers allegedly faced bureaucratic permitting requirements just to use lowlands with puddles on their own property under new wetlands regulations imposed by President Obama in 2015. Here's Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas.
On behalf of the farmers and ranchers and growers that I am privileged to represent, thank you. Thank you to the administration. Thanks to the EPA for your leadership. And thank you for taking this tremendous positive step forward in eliminating onerous and burdensome regulations while protecting our nation's water supply.
But this complaint about overregulation was misleading. Obama's 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule explicitly stated that it did not apply to puddles, and it exempted most farming activity. In reality, the rule had little to no impact on farming. What the regulations did do was clarify that real estate developers could not build sprawling subdivisions on farmland that had scattered wetlands on them or intermittent streams without first obtaining a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and EPA. It is these protections for ephemeral streams that flow mostly after rainfall and wetlands not right next to rivers that Trump, a developer himself, wants to throw out. And of course, this action would increase the real estate value of farmland if farmers want to sell out to developers. This could be why the farm lobby was willing to act as a camera-friendly frontman for this deregulation. Jeff Gisler is senior attorney for the Southern Environmental Law Center.
When you look at who would benefit most from destroying these streams and wetlands, it's the development industry, it's the mining industries, it's heavy industry. Farmers have been exempt under the Clean Water Act, so farmers are not going to be the ones that benefit.
In the Chesapeake Bay region, the Environmental Integrity Project released a report on wetlands last week. The report used aerial radar mapping performed by the University of Maryland and federal researchers to document that Trump's rollback would strip away federal protections from 34,000 acres of scattered wetlands called Delmarva potholes on Maryland's eastern shore and in Delaware. Andrew Baldwin, a wetlands expert at the University of Maryland, said the loss of these wetlands would be damaging for the Chesapeake Bay because they serve as a habitat for wildlife and filter polluted runoff from poultry farms on the eastern shore.
Delmarva potholes are incredibly important ecosystems. They're hotspots of biodiversity and ecological function in a landscape otherwise dominated by agricultural fields.
Although Maryland, Virginia, and the other Bay Region states have their own state laws protecting some wetlands, these state laws are limited and generally weaker than the combination of state and federal protections imposed by the 2015 Obama administration rules, which Trump now wants to eliminate. Betsy Nicholas is executive director of Waterkeepers Chesapeake.
The impact of this proposed rule in the Chesapeake Bay region could be catastrophic. Really substantial economic damage to our fisheries, our crabbing industry, our shellfish, our recreation.
Bob Irvin is president of American Rivers.
The dirty water rule that the Trump administration is proposing would be a disaster for water quality.
The EPA will be taking public comments on the administration's proposal over the next 60 days, to be followed by a likely court challenge from environmental groups. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.